I don't hear you well.
Can Rebbe hear us?
Well, I'm not hearing clearly.
I think Rebbe, it was just the voice that said it was recording, but otherwise,
can Rebbe... Oh, I forgot about that. Where is that? Recording.
It's Nady already started it.
I see it.
Nady did it. Nady set up the recording.
Oh, Gavaldik. Okay. So now I'm going to pull the tear back a little bit. So I got to sit by the table. You know what? Let me try this. Maybe even better. I'll be closer. Well, it's impossible. Okay, let me pull it back, I guess, today. Okay. All right. See everybody? Yes, then we promised we'd look over the Gemara for a change. Daf Kuf Amud Beis, as we said at the end of the shiur yesterday. Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered. They start at the very end of Kuf Amud Aleph. What about Yaya Nesach? Shanafa Labor, Kuf Amud Beis, top word. Okay. Gavaldik, a writer of Menem Ephraim. No, the last white line. Hosav Marek on Shalohoya, Shamia Nesach, Kedit and Tam, Bishal Heter, Shibabor, Ones Oya de Kolshu, the Cayman Lohavi Ala Mashu. Now, wait a second. We spoke about this yesterday. This may not work according to the Taz. It's all lach balach. It's all ma'uruf. The whole svar of the Rabbeinu Ephraim shouldn't work. Patience. Af agav lo dami. The le'el lo arminu ela linish lo teser ha'cheros. Shouldn't ask her something else if it's a mashu. Aval hi atzma neser b'mashu. So here we're talking about the thing itself. Period. That's what it says. Stop, full stop. Says Marie Landa on the side, Pirish, Pis a Mashu, Yizbo de Epshel the Softa Mutter, Kemosha Matu Bezel in the Larmina Hanan, Kecha Yamata Gam Osa Chaticha. That's what it means. Doesn't mean he denies it completely. So maybe it's actually true. Not just some Shita Shalokalah. We passion Epshel the Softa Wasser. He's saying over here, that maybe when it comes to at least a mashu, we don't say chanan, we don't say evshel softo asur. That's what he's suggesting, because he holds evshel softo mutter, according to Marie Landau, in the case of a mashu, but not in any other case. So again, so first we're trying to bring a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim. They were saying it's only a mashu. We said it earlier, only with respect to something else, but now with respect to the item itself. Well, he holds it's true, even with respect to the item itself, at least lach, maybe yavish as well. It's not clear to Marie Landa. Having said this, let's now turn to the Bari HaShulchan. We critiques the Prima Gadol, or very slowly. If you recall, yesterday we were on page Kuf Samach Hei in the Biurim. We read the first half of column one, We ran out of time. Let's take a look. What he said over here, Im atarova sashniya, halfway down, hoisa shalom amina, omnam, starts with omnam, yatole b'shnei atamim anal, delatam ataz, yetzorach was a shishim, can I get called tarova sarishim, the kevin du lach balach, the taz talks about lach balach, alright, lach balach, according to the taz, the whole svar l'kula does not apply. Remember his svar l'kula? Either nothing or almost nothing comes out of the block of the chaticha. When it comes to lach balach, it doesn't have to come out. It's all one big taroves. So that's what he says over here again. According to the taz, you need chishim when I call out taroves harishim, the kevin du lach balach, harigam ha'isa harishim nimtza b'tocha taroves hashem, kana, v'shap ikal meima chum v'dachana, fine. Tama shalash shach, as I told you already yesterday, the Shach is screaming and yelling at the Taz. He's against all the Gedolei Hamorim and Vilna, whatever. Yes, that was. But then at the end of the day, he's more makel in a certain case of lach balach. So again, I told you yesterday, there's another Shach in Lady Rodea. Every chum is a kul, every kul is a chum. Fine, case in point. Fine. Ihine. Lichor. Lawrence has the word lichor. Gemara in Avodah Zorah is like the Shach. What does it say? Yayin Nesav Shenafal Labor Shal Yayin Hetev Enafal Shal Gam Kiklan Shal Mayim Ron Esa Yayin Shal Hetev Kila Eno Lamayim Rab Malu Rab Mayim Mevatlam Esa Yayin Shal Yisr Ika Mandi Omar Hosam Darmina Nochi Afili Ma Mayim Nafal Labisof Florina Da Yayin Shal Hetev Nasa Nevela Shenafal Vehemas Ayan Nesav. There is a Melchor Kedas HaShach that the Yisr Mashal O Nasa Nevela. And Tosafos says enough kufi just read it came. Umamish kishim des hashach. As we said, tom alach balach, and you still say when it comes to mashu, you don't say chanan. The chorin often a tosafos against the taz, but often a tosafos against the taz. The chorin. Now, brackets. I am free begotten. The mishnah tells zov sukkon tezvav. The maskul owed. That's what we saw yesterday. Let's open it again. Rabosai, we were here yesterday. Let's see if we have to continue it in that prima garden. Take a look again. It's Sivkotten Tezayin. It says owed. We read a good chunk of it already yesterday. I'm going to try to put it in front of me here on my table. He's quoting from the Mishpat Zozov, Oud, Sherotza lochiach mikushyosan bezeh kedas ataz, puk faker. He wants to prove from Tosfos Kasha that the Taz is right. Let's take a look, Rabosai. He quotes the Taz. Let's find it properly. Ayin toast of kuf, hikshu miyayin esek labor, Rabbeinu Tam. V'lo tirtzu, demashu lo nasa nevela. Debalach, lo shayach den yotze v'chule. From Tosas Kasha, it's a raya to the Taz. Screams about Yashulchem. Tosas Teretz, a raya to the Shach. Where are you, Prima Godem? You look at the Teretz? You stopped in the middle? That's his cash. Adram nim tmuim shekain tirtzu beemes. They answered exactly like the Shach. What do you mean we arrive from the kasha? We arrive from the teretz. That's the problem which was raised by the sefer Bari Ashulch. That's a very serious issue. Very serious. How are you going to answer this? This is a major problem. How can you possibly answer this kasha? Very, very serious question. Is there any way that we can answer this question? Such a serious question. How do you get out of this one? I don't know. Maybe Rav Osai, Prima Godim, argues with the Mari Lando. And that's going to be perhaps a key to this answer this question. Perhaps. Yaakov. So maybe we can answer that question by saying that he may not agree with Maradon. Let's take a look. Because there's more Prima Gonim coming up. The Prima Gonim, I asked you to see three different Dimamas. That's one after the other. Let's continue in the Prima Gonim. Okay, if we may, together, please, with me, Prima Gonim Ve'im. Bold letters Ve'im. Vim Lach Nesed Amashu Finitosef Od Lach. Okay. Hiroli Ben Hefsin Meruba in his Bashal Kach Osir Kamosha Omar. It's going to be Osir. That's such a case. Why is that such a case? Explains. Let's see. Slowly but surely. Al Derech Moshul Yai Nesech Odova Shiesh Lamatirin Di Osu Bekoshu B'mino B'lach V'chakach Nis'ara B'eino Mino the bottle of B'shishin V'niz Bashal Kach Sorach Shishin V'neged Kol Tarov V'sarishin Duldi Dan we have no proof to say that. This is according to the Taz. Says the Prima Gonim on New Teretz. Hosam below Bishal Onas and Avela. Dubir the Basa Bechol Avinam. As the Taz says in Oz Tes Vav from the Amishal Shlomo. Have to call you back. That's very close to the Amishal Shlomo. We saw this numerous times, all based on that Ran. The Ran said it has to be like Basa Bechol, and there's no Basa Bechol if it's cold. It's not the Red Bishal. Watch this. For Av Shalom behefsim ruba shari, Hashenken aydei bishul enochacha. He'll go be'en sarach gadol ef shal hakel kipsak ramah b'lach aydei bishul, but lach b'lach without bishul. The Taz wants to be. Excuse me. The Prima Gadim wants to be more makel. His upshot in the Taz. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I have a different kasha. He's saying over here, the reason why it's okay is why? Because, listen carefully, why? It's not Derech Bishul. Rabosai, if he held it to Mary Landau, say something even better. It's only a mashu. And by mashu, we don't say it's impossible by Bosa B'chola. Why didn't he say that? I repeat. Prima Gadim is saying we can be makel even without Hefsin Meruba. Why? He's Duma the Basa B'chol Avina, right? And therefore, here, it's not Ayadei Bishul as opposed to Ayadei Bishul. Forget Bishul and no Bishul. Give a different answer. It's only a Mashu. The terror seems to me that the Prima Gadim is not learning Pshat, and it's only a Mashu. As the Marilando said. No. And therefore it comes out that the Prima Gonim is saying against the Marilando. Marilando said, that's Chazer again. Matosu says Elosh, it's Chazer again. What did he say? Evsh, that Gemara, the Masechta Avodah Zarah, goes to the Mandiyomar. Yeah, Evsh L'Sochto Mutter. So the Bali Ashulchan said, oh, that's the Shach's Teretz. Mashu was okay. Marilando said so. No. Prima Gadim argued on Marilando. How do I know it's true? Because he tries to give a heter over here only because it's cold and not hot. Didn't think it's only a Mashu. The mail of the Kasha that the Bali Ashulchan has in parentheses, it's not Tmuim, but Ashulchan doesn't like the Marilando. Then he's right. It's exactly the Shach's Teretz. But no. He didn't give the Shach Teretz. He's not going to Marilanda. He said it goes to Mandama Shalok Halacha. Efshel Sokta Mutter all the time. Rabosa, I think it's Musim Mitvash. We have Prima Gadim as Lashitosa the next line later to answer this bracketed Kasha that he says is Tumum. In my opinion, it's not Tumum at all. Kane Nira Lee.
Maybe.
Kane Nira Lee. and take a look as follows. A little further.
Ready?
Ready?
Didn't we say that the Mashahu was part of the of Derech Bishul?
There are two cases of that Derech Bishul. One is Mashahu, and one is cold. Now, the Marilando said that Tosfos is limiting himself to a case of Mashahu. Okay? And that's the Kasha, which, if that's the case, that's the Shach Teretz. So the Baal Shulchan screams, you bring me right from the Kasha, but the Teretz is like the Shach. But I'm saying that if you go to the Shittos a few lines later, the Teretz is not, has nothing to do with Mashu. He didn't learn Pshat that it's Mashu. He learned Pshat because it's cold. But it's not a Mashu. It's more than 1/60th. And you hold Eshel Sof to Mutter in all cases, in which case we don't pass like the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah. That's a whole different understanding of Tosfos. The man of the prima, the Baal Shulchan's Kasha to prima donna is no Kasha. It's what was his Kasha? You are bringing me right from Tosfos Kasha, like the Taz. Yeah, very nice. But the Teretz like the Shach. That's according to Mari Landa. If you hold against the Mari Landa, which is implicit in his next statement, that's not the Derech Bishul. Why not? Because it's cold. Didn't say because it's a Mashu. Then Tosfos did not give the Shach Teretz. So the right from the Shach, from the Kasha like the Taz. That's my little chiddush, little wrinkle towards a defender prima godim against the tumuim of the Sefer Baal Shulchan. Let's go further and open the Baal Shulchan again. I should really call Rabbi Feivel Cohen and give him some chizuk in this quarantine. I don't have a terrace with kasha, but I'm not sure I'm going to do it. Let's go. We all have to have connectivity. Let's go on. Back to Baal Shulchan. The Das Ataz and Starach Lomar, Kshida Saran, Dramin and Chanan, Rak b'derech bishul, tumi the basa b'cholav. Do we don't say chanan? Bevod azara why? The mairi shalo b'derech bishul. And then he calls the prima godim himself. He didn't realize that by calling the prima godim, it undermines the mairi landa. If I understand it correctly, ulefizeh heged in esarvo shalo b'derech bishul yesh lahatal ledina yisivin the mona bevod azara. Derech bishul to the prima godim yesh lahachmal ledina. Let's have some meruba. Fine. Now we come to Chometz v'Pesach. Right? The next thing. Mashu v'migla v'mino. So mashu v'chaticha is cooked again with shach chatichas. Top column, the set column two. Go to the shach. Everything is going to be osur. I'm skipping a few lines. Go to the taz. We say it's mutter. Right? Trey mashu. And the Sharatzian Tasaz Saz, passing the Mokhev Samruba, can be Mata Bachila, like the Taz. That's the Dilla Bechila Bechaticha. Abba Masha Nidla Bechli, Many Mashas are in a Kli. Then he says, Yod Semi Menu Shapir, Vios Lalom Midin Mashu Chomets, Gewalt. The way he learned Shap, that the only reason we're made by Chaticha, like Abenu Ephraim, the Kipshuta, that the way the Achrona learned, the Primigana learns, that nothing goes out, you can't say that by a Kli. If nothing went out by a Kli, cross out the laws of Agolas Kalim. Nothing goes out. Nothing goes out in these kinds of circumstances. At least a Mashu case. We don't have such a heter. Mashu Nivla B'Kli goes out shopping. That's what he says. How do you know that a Kli is different? Look at beautiful pshat, he calls it prima godda. He says that Kli must be different. The Imlokein, lo tol hagola le Kli anesa v'mashu, but those are lo shamanu. So then, hagola shouldn't work for something where there's an Iser with nesa v'mashu, won't come out. So how's hagola going to work? A little mashu chametz came in, it'll be also forever and ever and ever. Let's read the prima godda ways, which he's quoting. Let's take a look, please. V'chomes v'pesach v'lach os v'kol shu tarov v'sheni ad elef. What do you mean ad elef? I don't think he means elef. He's beyond elef. That's what he says. This is what he says. Now, a little further. I'm not seeing the line that he's quoting. I haven't found it yet. He's quoting a line of Prima Gonim that brings a raya that, in point of fact, things come out of a kli, because otherwise Hagola wouldn't run from a mashu. Where is that line? If you can find it for me. Right now, I'm not finding it. I don't see it. I have to assume it's here. He quoted it accurately. But at this very moment, I'm not seeing in the Prima, says the Prima Gadim, Shum. How do you define Shum? What does Shum mean? Shum. I said it was the last Dibra Maskil. What's Shum? What is Shum? Shum? V'imlach. We just read V'imlach. I'm just not seeing it over here. I see he says at the very end of Im, Af Kli Ein Lechalek Veloma De Mashu Ein Yotze Klal Af Kli. He's saying that something does come out of a Kli. That I see he says. Where's the riot from Hagola? He says, the Ochel Ein Yotze Mashu Lechutz Uve Kli Yotze. Where I also may Orachayim Simitasaz Kavshik Isu. He quotes it. I don't see the raya. Maybe must be missing it. Right? Just my eyes don't see it. Okay, but that's what he suggests. Okay, Zelo Shaman. Fine. Narabosai. Let's go a little bit further. Okay, let's take a look in the following situation in the body of Shulchan going further. Very, very. This is really important. The next part's really important. Let's take a look further. Ul'inyan davar ha-mamid. It's two-thirds down, column 2, on page Kuf Samachay. The kaimulan le'elisim in page Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, le'bot le'filu be'elef, yesh gam kein lachkor im shayach bazel omar chanan. The yesh loma, the chomer tfei me'isur mashu, the davar yesh loma tibet. Why? The kevan de pulosun nikeres beheter. That's why it's not botel. Havale ki'ilu no sein botam. Benasa shop in Avela, Kimobano Saint Tan, brackets. Quanta the Shach, Quanta the Taz, and Mashum is Pashik Holo Lechor Shach Kane, Gambadabra Hamimid, Mamela in Chati Hanas in Avela, Lesa Holo came, which also in a Holo, Isa in a Holo, and a Holo Chima. So he says, Dabra Mamish, Mutra Quanta the Taz, is not sure Quanta the Shach. He quotes the Prima Godin to be Makel. Why? Again, the same word. There's no Chanan by Basar and Cholov. That's the famous teretz of the Rimi Gash you said a long time ago. Only Orkevas Nevela, Orkevas Shuta wouldn't be a problem. Eis Basar and Cholov, Tosis Kasha. The Rimi Gash says there's no din of a Basar and Cholov or vice versa. It doesn't exist. He said there almost had a Mamad less of a Basar and Cholov. We pass him Tay Zayin Shah. That's what it says in Arachayim. Eis Machmir. We can be makel because he's solving the davar amayvit butler b'shishim b'shari surim. Some deny the existence of davar amayvit. Doesn't exist. Lohayim v'ameolam. No such thing. Right? So that's the case. The Shach quotes it back in Simon Pezai and Sivkot on turn the page. Lamed hey. That's number one. The O, das haran, we saw many times. Hafem alicha don't take hanam. Rak b'bishul das in the velum. They've been a dummy to bust of Mechalov, do derech bishul dafka. Afa maimel lo nasa nevela, lo have a derech bishul, chotiyad Yehuda, yesh lehokal bazeh. And he gives another reason. an amazing reason to be making. What's that? Or as the Ruah Tanakh says, and he quoted verbatim, Trumas Perkei, Eina Mechametz Mechametz Elefi Cheshbon, and you don't say Chanan. Why? Kevan Shachimutz Eino Nosin Tam Machas Bliya Shel Iser, Lo Machas Hataroves, Ela Machas Reach Hasaor. Reach, smell? I don't mean smell literally. It means it's not Tam. It's a Dabar HaMaimim. If the enzyme or the bacteria, as we said, will achieve something, the enzyme in the rennet and the Kevas Novela, or the bacteria on the Seor. Remember Rabbi Shechter's whole piece in Pikvei Atzon about all these things. That's what he means by Reach. Doesn't mean the Reach smell literally. That's what he says. Let's keep going over here. L'chein, he says, this is quoting from the Orzerua. L'chein, keep looking inside. I'm skipping the brackets. Ein lo nesinas tam, she'ein ha'isa b'lua b'heta b'schames b'tarubas b'liyas shal yisur. Ela, Mereach Chosko. It smells. Doesn't mean it smells literally. It's not, it means it's not a taste. V'chein eino lahachomets alifi cheshman, end quote. What does he mean? All it is tam, Yisr. Chanan is only through tam. But it's not nosen tam. Rak she'isa pol eisa pu'ula alaheta b'recho v'chosko v'chadome. I would emphasize v'chadome. V'nase et atz v'chachaticha d'Yisr'a. You don't say Chanan. He quotes the Reim. The Reim says Truma. Yesh batam achil lama en asur elafi cheshmim. Shrei chometz en asur mitam chatarovis ki mitam gram achimutz. What does he mean? Like the Ozerua. And this explains. It's called Yavish biyavish. The Rana is Akasha. Look, we saw this wrong. He has a kash against the Rashba. What are you talking about? It's lach balach. No, he means it's dunya the yavish biyavish the kamar. Where is it? Didn't mean it's yavish biyavish literally. It means the svar of lach balach does not apply. Meridik. And that should also work for Davar HaMaimid. That should work for Davar HaMaimid. It's not us in time. It's like Yavish be Yavish. So you don't say Chanan. So many reasons to be Mekel by Dover HaMayim, which is wonderful. Oh, but now let's take a look in one more thing. He quotes from the Prima Garden, but Milsa Lavida Latama, the last six lines of the page. Milsa Lavida Latama, the Ramot Sadi Ches is not bottle. I feel the Elef. The Stapek HaPrima Garden Sham. Do you say Chanan? And his masik shom and sadek lehokel dam bahem umi also atam gamay mamid umachametz because also the mashu lavdum in the basa b'cholavu. So he says over here in this situation we also have a right to be mekel. Where is this? I don't want to spend the time looking for it. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. That it's avida l'tama. You have a right to be Megal as well. Fret the Bialoch, the Badeshuva, not so simple. Not so simple. Kevan Shamelech Vatavle Nosim Tam Mamesh, Afi Yosim Mishishim, Havle Yosim Mishishim Etzlam, Kipochos Mishishim Bishari Surim, especially according to the Rana, Rabbi Kivega quotes in Tzadikhes, the Dinam Shal Os, Elu Les of Yosim Mishishim, whom in our Torah, against the Shach over there. And therefore, we have to be Machmir in this kind of a situation. That's a very, very, very big chiddush, the chumrah. I don't know if it's true, but that's what he says. Adkan. So therefore, we've completed what should have been yesterday's shir. We now finish with this inyan. We're ready to start Iser Davuk. Okay, Iser Davuk. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. So Iser Davuk. Let's take a look. It says over here as follows. The Ramah is saying, and the Shanos, like we say Chanan, even by Shari Surin. But Davka im Isur Dovuk Bechaticha Seter, O Shechaticha Kula Chutzerotev, Benafal Oleha Isur Abla Mixes Achaticha Tocherotev, and Isur Dovuk Bo, Lorminan Chanan, Umitstav Kola Kedero Levatal Isur. That pshara with the great compromiser, huh? Henry Clay, you know, if you learned the civics in 19th century America, right? We'll see that the Shach quotes there are more the great compromise. But before we get to that, let's take a look in the Bari HaShulchan. O Shachaticha. B'chavas Das says, Din ze omur she'isa she'nafu mitchila ha'yadav no'zel. It was liquid. Go mashka she'lisa k'tzir shel min tameh v'chadome. We paskin livla b'chol osa chaticha and a hevel akadera. And we saw back in Chaf Aleph. Nasa chol osa chaticha k'nevela. Fine. Avalim ha'isir hoya ezadav gush k'chatichas basa shel min tameh. So a piece of trefa meat fold in a piece of kosher meat. Hare b'zeh lo mahani hevel akadera l'avliya b'chol akaticha k'nal shom. Eladino k'chol cham b'cham b'lo rota. What's he saying over here? This idea that the hevel mixes everything together is only liquids, not solid, which is perched on top of another solid, as we said way back when. Okay? Wow. And therefore, Virak also kedei netila, nasa nevela. We can pass against the Iran, we can't have a chatzi chaticha nevela. Uvin and shishim, when you minar afterwards, have the shara chatika devuka v'yisur means the kedei netila rishon. V'nasa oz shara chatika nevela midin isur davuk. No, the shach says you don't have the chumah v'yisur davuk. La'achshem shara chatika kedavuk the kedei netila shenesa. We can be makel. By Shari Surim, Sefer Bosa B'cholof. That's what he's suggesting over here. Din Zahavar, Afilu Ma'isa Shenevel B'tchila, Herdav Shamein, Shagam Bezel Onesim B'tchila Rakadei Netila, Av Shadav Shamein B'tapeya, Herei Shishim B'chol Akadera Kenengo, Vim Piapeya Harin Isbatla B'chol Akadera, Vim Lo Piapeya, Lo Nivla B'kadei Netila, end quote of the Chavas Das. If the Chavas Das is based on the Shach, guess what? The Marav Lublin argues on the Shach. The Shach himself quotes him there. The Fidato is the Chum of Yisadavik v'chaticha shenesek v'dei netila shalo af v'shar isurim shenat basav v'cholov. And if he wants to be machal like the Marav Lublin, he should be machal here as well to require 60 can call a chaticha dvuko v'chaticha netila. So this is what he's suggesting. It's a machlokas between the Shach and the Maram and Lublin. Fine. Narabosai, let's get to the Shach, Sivkot, and Yud Gimel. Bring people up. He calls Ramah the great compromiser. Take a look. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Harav Echriya Kain Hakol Misvaroso Kain Pesher. Umi ka chacham yodea pesha. It's a pasuk. Who's a chacham? And they make a compromise. Al vevas tarachim ben yezeh. The mitzvah of chutz erotev. What says in Shulchan Aruch? Hotzi yamei sevet al aruch klal chav ches. Tafilu pishar yisur and mitzvah of toch erotev. Yesh lesser osach haticha atzma. Lesser. Doesn't say there. Adra, but there it says. Kama pomen. Tafilu bebasa b'cholov. In mitzvah of toch erotev. Like the re. Hanisha Pasakari. That we said way back where? That's what he says. I, the Babasa Bacholov, feel the mixes, Chaticha Tocharotev, Chaticha Nasa Nevela. How can it be? It's against all the poskims. It's against the re. So how can Ramos say such a thing? He rattles off a whole Bafilu the Rashi, and skipped many lines. Shapirish. The Mairi. Sosa Tocharotev. Mikoma Gomucha. De Nasa Nevela Lesser Acheros. Ela Yedei. Near Vikisui. Without near Vikisui, you would not. That's a whole machlokas we spoke about a long time ago. If it is not near Vikisui, remember this problem with the Rambam, left that case out. I'm not going to repeat that all over again. Venere. The Mashakosa Varav, the Babosa Vachola, Afilu Mikzos Tocharotev, Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Hainu, Shanira Hakach, Ashanikasa Kulu Tocharotev. Then you say, Chanan, Lafukit lo neima to miyad v'tchila mitztarev kol akadera levat lahol v'ktosav tocharotav to miyad b'shari suri. Why not? He's afraid that maybe Rashi's right. The Bereisha, oh, shechaticha kula techutzerotav v'nafal alea isa v'chulei v'nir mari. Dim lochen l'nasav nevela lesa shar akadera. If Ken Gal Kocha Sefer Navi Bahachimar, it's a shach l'shitoso. It's only us if he's menar b'sof. If he did nothing, it's mut. Fine. L'inyem ha'shakosah b'shari surim t'mikol makom yesh l'hach m'leser osa chaticha nimer shahu svar sarab atzmo t'mesafkalei ikayim l'karashi or kari, as we said earlier, from the shah kadeira l'rotz l'hach m'kevin d'b'lavochi yeshomim l'ormin ha'chanan rak m'posa b'chol l'veduk. It's a pshara. So if there is, says the Rashach, no psharas. Everyone's like the Ri, and therefore all the psharas are wrong. Everything is going to be mutter. If you pass like the Ri, if it's mitzosa b'soch harotem, it's going to be hetagon. So he explains beautifully the compromise of the Ramah, but the Ramah is assuming we're in doubt who's right, Rashi or the Ri. A 50-50 chance, pashtus. We'll see later, maybe not that way. But he holds like the Ri completely. So therefore, like the Ri completely, there's nothing to talk about. So explains the Shach over here in Sivkot on Yud Gimel. Just to review it, let's take a look in the Bari HaShulchan Ayin Aleph. It's a review session. He reviews what the Shach said. Let's take a look. Ayin Aleph. On page Kuf Ayin. Pirish. Af Nir O Kisa Akadera Achakach En Tzorach Shishu V'neged Kol Achaticha D'Gav Sinan Shoyisa nispashet miyal l'tol kol akadera, like the Ri, kevin shechaticha shenafel olea ha'isa miktosa v'tocha rotev, af sheyesh tovim, it's the miktosa chutz rotev, kekul chutz rotev, it's Rashi Shita, tasar amol ha'ogel b'kach, in sharish isurim, labasa b'cholot, why? Kevin de malav ochi harbe rishonim sovim, de mishar isurim, lo amin ha'chanan klal, at all, and if you hold it all in the Rabbanan, fine. That's for Shara Tavshu. Sheesh Alok Lubazek Kanal. Wide lines, the first wide line of page Kuf Ayin. Abel Inyan Osa Chaticha Yesh Tahach Meretzla. Locha Shenivla Ha'iser B'tchila Rakba. Vishuv L'nifla Mimena L'gamit Shenir O'kisa K'deir L'Bisof. Tamshim Achmirim Tfeil Inyan Osa Chaticha. Why? Why should it be so? Nesha'af Osa Mishonim. Hamekilim b'shari surim, the lo leimelu chanan, yesh mehem shemachmirim leso mias osa chaticha atzma, afa pishin esbash hachakach b'shishim. That's reminds us of the machlokas of Tur and the Rashba in Simon Kuf Vav. Who's he quoting this from? From the Vilna Gaon. This is shari surim, but basa b'chol we have to be machmir. Where's the Vilna Gaon? Let's see if we can find the Vilna Gaon inside. Chof Aleph. Yikom Akom Yesh, etc. What does he say? Kedas Rashi Sham. Lohek Yil Ramol El B'Shari Chaticha Kedas Ri. Kame and Shiesh Om Mashena Chaticha Nasa Nevel B'Shari Sur. Mashek and Be'osa Chaticha. Even Chol Nevel Mephraim. Osa Medina L'Rashi Apenir B'Kisa Chakach. Oh, Reishim Kuvav. Ramah said Bechenika, but I got the girl right. He means the Raj Bashita that Ramah says Bechenika later in Simon Kuvav, as we already saw a while ago. So Baruch Hashem, we had a nice review here in Ayin Aleph. In Ayin Aleph, okay. What kind of Isser is this? What kind of level Isser is this? Take a look in the Tziyunim. The Tziyunim Kuf Lamed Beis. He says, because it's a shayim of daraisa. Ken masha b'pir megodim mishmitzozov yedal shitoso tachaticha shebole iser mitzvah shenis hasur min haTorah. So maybe a daraisa, maybe a daraisa, maybe the rabbanon. This is how we understand this. Let's go further in Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis. Ubikom gam yesh lachach meos chaticha. V'yeshem istapek lo'ad the shem of Yisrael Rabbanan Yesh lahakel afin osa chaticha la'atiro. Nira l'hashmer v'zeladim. He doesn't like this kula. Who is the megil? The prima gadim. Put them kuf lamed above at the bottom. Prima gadim mitstavik lahakel v'zeh. V'shitaso tada megil haramol in shar chatichas hu. Shem desvir lechanan in shar esim v'zeh rabbanim. It's also the rabbanim. Here was the rabbanim, there was the rabbanim. But you quote it, I and Allah to shak on the grub. The mekila the b'shar chatichas b'shub. In our situation, you have to be mocked by the Rabbanon, even if he proves himself stupid. I think the Tziyunim is 100% right, that we have to be machmer in this Shiloh against the Prima God. Fine. Take a look at Bosai in the Biurim Avo. He quotes the Shach. Okay? Ramos Mesupik, like Rashi the Re. You lie on the reef for Shari Surim, because some say don't take it at all. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger. I answered you, Rabbi Kiv. Let's look at Rabbi Kiv Eger. You see it in front of you? L'rotz al ha'chmir. When we call him going behepech, what's the opposite case? The Rambam say you have to, what we call halt cup. What's the opposite case of the Rambam? Rabbi Kiv Eger explains what it is. What's a hepech? Sosa berote v'lo nier b'sof. He wasn't in our at all. V'kol ha'chatichos uv'rotem lo hoya shishim neged ha'cholof. Gewalt. So far it's a disaster. V'chakach bishlu chaticha achas me'osen shlonofol alein ha'tipa im shar chatichos. What's it in? According to the Re, it's Aser. According to Rashi, it's Mutter. What's it in? V'zei shlam v'kulam asurim. Why? After Yesh B'Sforos Lahate, one Rashi, Donasu Shara HaChatichas Yisr, two Abenu Ephraim, Yesh Lama, no, Dafka Shidas Re, Mitzar from the Rabenu Ephraim, Kevin, the row of Rabusa, it's really like a Re, this is a Rashi Mitzir of Abenu Ephraim, no, you gotta go, look, Rabbi Vegas adding things up, the calculus, most people hold like Re, the Shach is everyone holds like the Re, so the Re plus Rabenu Ephraim, Ramos Nachmer, not Rashi plus Rabenu Ephraim. I think it's Gevaldik. Explains the Bari HaShulchan. Take a look, please. Take a look at Avo. Quotes of where are we? Kivegas is a hefech. We don't say it. We're not going to learn Rashi in combination with Rabbein Ephraim. V'yesh Torah B'dvar, the last line of Pesach Kuf Ayin, in the Beirut. Mashakosav, Iyu Gufei B'siv Beis. Kivegas himself, quoted in Lamed Ches. The Bechal Inyan, Behinan, Shishin, Bekdeira, Kineged, or Iser, I feel the Kulo Chutzerote. Why? And on a Bekir, Mekacha Shashamein. Can I feel him name of the Chol of the Nakar, Rabbi Kivega Khan? Excuse me, Chalif, is Lavdafka, Mekomakom Kasha, the below Shishin, Bekdeira, Nes for Kulo, Af the Das Rashi, because of Dover Shamein. Okay, and after Mina perhaps in Maruba, that would sleep back perhaps in Maruba, he said, Kochush, Namafame Bakula, we don't say we're not Bakim, or Kochush Lagamre. So that's where he takes care of that Dovah Shomein problem beautifully here in Dibra Maskel Avo. Okay, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Adkan. Fine. Let's now turn to the next issue, a very important issue, Rabosai, and that's found in Sivkotan Ayin Dalet in the Bali Yashuch. Let's take a look. First, we got to read the Ramah. Yesh Omin, Lorminin, Chanan, Im Nisar, Isolach, Behetelach, Machakach, Nisar, Makol, Beheter, Ache, and Shrikin, Rakshishin, Nagarisa, Shadafa. That's what it says. Full stop. We spent a lot of time already on this Lach Balach story. The week before. Let's take a look and see a summary of it in the Bali HaShulchan. Kagon, Shinis Arev Yai Nesach B'Yayin Kosher, Ocholav Chelav Nimoch V'Noza B'Shuman Nimoch V'Noza, Shunafal HaKolos of Ezer Mashka Acher, and so Shishim and call out the Ruvus Elam Sagabishim and Rishim. Why? Why? The last three, what, narrow lines. Yesha kasvu, Rabbi Osai. This is the reason which we saw in the Rashi and the Ryan, according to the Ravid, if you remember. The law of Muchatika Rasnavela, Alabisa Balua Bechatika, the Mishanas and Tam Bechatika Zu, Nishara Iser Ba, Afiluk Shemavash Lashuv, Im Old Har Bechatikas, the Nimsa Shesibas Mashaneska Kayevas Liola, the original Chatika remains Treif, Lachain Afiatsma Nakshemis Kinavela. I'm a Balach Balach, Kabik Shemis Arab Shuba Tarovas Shani, Miss Pashi Raisa the Shava Bekola Tarovas, Achodosh. Venados in the town of Heter Rishon, Nimsa Shesibas Mashav Nesa Betchila in the Kayamiso, and therefore we say, Heter Asma in the Nashav Kinevela. It's only if you have a block, the block remains also forever, and therefore you have to treat the whole thing as an Isser, as opposed to a liquid. Vyeshakasu, an additional reason is given from the in the Beis Yosef. The Rak Bechaticha Shebol Isser Shayach Loma. Chaticha asked the Vela, Kirisa Balua Besocha, is Nivla. Mash Enkin Lach Balach, Ain't no Indian Shablia. This goes back to a discussion we've had so many times. Can one liquid be Balea, a second liquid? Is that possible, Bichla? Maybe it's impossible. Maybe it's impossible. Ain't Indian Shablia, Elo Shel Tarovis Greda, Sheshne Dvorim Lachem Misarvim Yachad. Aval einem nivloim zebeze. Uve inyan zel o nasar heter atzav v'chatiha di yisura. It's just near each other. They're not completely swallowed up in one another. That's the second reason. The third reason is only at the basa b'cholof. Derech bishul. The basa b'cholof is cold. Then it's anessa. Then it would be also if it was hot. This is very, very important. We keep coming back to this question. Is it balua or is it not balua? What's the din? Take a look at Rabosai, very importantly, in Sivkot Kuf Mem Vav, in Shtziyun. We saw it a few times already. Prichora shmucheyech da'ata lehokla b'kach. Why lehokla b'kach?
Why lehokla b'kach? Rebbe, where are we?
Oh, you're right. I didn't read Ayin Hey. You are correct. I went out of order. Thank you for correcting me. Let's read Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey. V'tam arishin shebeinu Ayin Dalin ein hevdel in this arvo alach balach shem tzoninim ok shem chamin kon she despashu yachar t'yach benyin zeh lo ne'mechanan me'atam anisko sham. What's the first reason? The first reason is not balua b'chaticha. It's okay that it's hot. That's what he says. Fine. So for sure, it would say chana. Derech bishul. What about the tam sheni? Lach b'lach havalei rak tarovus below b'liya. Yesh estabik b'bishul shalach b'lach. Im yesh b'ze inin shal b'liya, o shema gam b'ze, lo havi rak tarovus below b'liya. Whoa. This is the whole machlokes of Chavos Da'as and Yad Yehuda, which relates directly to Hilchos Pesach. I mentioned this before. Now everyone can't go away to hotels. They're panicking. They call me all the time. What are we doing? How do I kasher the grates of the oven? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Tafnanav Chatzuba Tzricha Libun, you have to kasher with fire. The Mishnah Brewer writes, it's Chumra Mi'alma. Why? Ein Balua Yotze Mikli Likli Belarotav. The problem is, what if something spills? Then there is some rotev there. Well, how much rotev do you need? So the Chavos Da'as says you need a whole puddle. You don't have a puddle. You don't have a puddle in a regular oven grate because it's so thin, spindly. I don't think you have a puddle even in a glass top, which is a new shop we keep getting asked. Even a glass top, I don't think there's any kind of puddle. I don't have a glass top. I'm not zeicher to be for the people who have glass tops. But I don't think any puddles accumulate in the middle of the glass top. According to the Chavos Da'as, it's not a problem. But the Chavos Da'as is working with an assumption, ein b'lua yotze mikli l'kli below rotev, because he's saying that a little bit spills, so that's considered to be nothing, of no significance. A tiny bit? You always have a tiny bit. Doesn't count. Yad Yehuda says, no, even a small amount is going to cause a problem, because the whole vart is that one thing is balu on another. When it comes to liquids, not as balua and anything else, it's just the tarovis. But the Chavos Tzadikim disagree, so it's critical for us to know who's right. Here in Kuf Mem Vav it says, the Pri Chodesh is Mekel, but he thinks it's a plukta de Rav Vosa, the Miesh Blia Balach Balacha, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Chidush and Kuf Yud Beis Amalav, by Trey Gelole Milcha, Kosvul Lehedra, the Lekha Bazeh, Shum Blia, Rak Tarovis. Shoo! That's what you want to hear. You want to hear that. But Avad Bikusha is arriving at the move of Ramban Shem near this relay. Tika Belia, the base Lachem Chamin. That's what you don't want to hear. Well, it's two against one, no? Rashman and the Ramban against the Ravid. I don't know. We all deal with the Rabbanans over here. We perhaps we can be making this kind of a shout. It's a very critical tziyunim here, Kuf Mem Vav. We thought once before, if you recall, I want to show it to you again. We get to it right now in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the bottom of the oven?
One at the bottom of the oven?
Where it'll pool and there'll be a little puddle.
Oh, the puddle case. Again, if there be a puddle in the glass top, now you have to be careful. According to Edot HaMizrach, you have to answer whoever's asking the question. If you're from Edot HaMizrach, by your glass, it's not my bully anything. You're greater with a glass top. It's only us Ashkenazim that we have problems. Our problem, if a big puddle would congregate, what are we afraid about? The balua and the glass of chametz, because of a big puddle yesterday, we cooked noodles and a big puddle underneath the pot, right? Now you're cooking your chicken soup on Pesach, and then again a big puddle. So what are you afraid about? That would, it's true, balua is not going below rotev, but the balua with a big puddle will come out from the glass top into the puddle, from the puddle into the pot, from the pot into the chicken soup. You have chametz in the chicken soup, chas v'shalom. You don't have to worry because you are don't mizrach. You have nothing is glass bolei nothing. But I'm concerned again in the spindly. In the spindly grates that we have, nothing gathers. It's not even wet. It all burns up. Even if on the Yad Yehuda, I think that Chatzuchat Shrichal, even of that sort, is only a Chumra Bialma. I think, according to Yad Yehuda. But in the glass top, he'd be strict, and the Chavos Das would be lean if it's only a small amount. If it's a big puddle, even the Chavos Das would have to worry, according to the assumption of Eidot, Ashkenaz, that glass does absorb. Okay, you're okay though, lady. You have no problem that kind of a situation. Fine. This is what we're seeing over here in the Bali Ashulchan Ayin Hay and the Tziyun of Kufman. But we're not finished yet. Last three lines. V'yesh od mishakosav. Shalakol ha'tam em neim b'chanan v'bishol shalach balach. Why? Only lach itself, the maker. That's an interesting svara. Who said so? The Yam Shel Shlomo. It was only lach balach itself. The last line. Rak balach balach shen tzav betzone who the mechilim oz leka b'liya mechatichas shen agush b'leya betzone. That's what he's suggesting over here in the Yam Shel Shlomo. Let's turn the page. Turn the page. Page Kuf Ayin Beis. He says as follows. V'afilu hecha d'le'eka shim chatichos nami machmarinam b'zeh shlochil klubik zeroso. Even if there's nothing which is solid, we have to make a kind of a low plug. It's always nice and available. Even lach. Even on the low plume. That's what he suggests over here. Halacha l'maisa? Ein l'hokol b'lach b'lach d'ar bishl. You shouldn't say chanan. Even have some gadol. Acherim kosel? Yesh l'hokol b'zeh b'hef some gadol? V'chein nira l'dina. Oh, boch Hashem. Even the body of Shulchan, it's usually machmir, is Megal in a pinch. Megal in a pinch? What do you mean Megal in a pinch? That means it's considered to be Balua. Like the Chaim Asdas against Yad Yehuda with all those Nachamis we spoke about it before. Why? Because the general rule is Iker Adin is like Hefsed Meruba and the Chumash L'Chatchila. The fact that it's Megal in a pinch indicates Iker Adin that the Chaim Asdas we said before is correct. If it's not a big puddle, it'd be okay, because we say that it's a little bit of mashka that's there. The kosher, the drape is balua in the little bit of mashka. It's not considered a tarov, it's considered to be a blia. That seems to be the basis of the chavas das is mekel by a small amount of liquid. One day I have to go back to that one more time. But for the moment, let us take a look in the biurim v'yesh. V'yesh, last two lines on page Kufay and Beis, not have segodo, we say chanan lach balach. Yeah, says the Prima Godin, Hamavasha wrote of Isser Kazayas Echad im Shloshim Kazayasim wrote of Heter. Okay, so the Tofar Abosai, it's treif. It's treif. It's treif. One second, please. I'll call you back in half an hour. Okay? Let's skip a little bit because we're running out of time. Quotes a Chachma Sodom at the 10th line in Kufay and Gimel Biru. Isa hanilosha bekemach umei beitzin habigamkin lach balach. In other words, I'll call you in half an hour. What does that mean? That means it's not dry, it's a dough. But since you're mixing in flour and eggs, it's treated like lach balach. You don't say chanan b'malkam hefsed meruba. That's what he suggests. And the others say, no. That's only in the first tarovus, in the eye of the Torah tarovus hasheni, which all mixed in. Here with the Easter, the dough, or medesif ne'atzma, ve'enem misarevus in harotev, it's like anything else. It should be treated like chanan. It's not like lach balach. It's what's track tach on the chakma sodom. He's a sheet toso. Why don't you say chanan balach balach? Ein b'tarov is the image of blia, rak shal iruv. We saw earlier. Kevin shal nivla min ha'isra l'tocha heter, l'nasa heter atzman avail. And he holds, mei beitzah v'kemach. You mix in flour with eggs. It's not considered to be blia, it's considered to be a tarovis. That's his pshat. Ladina, according to the first reason he said before, you would say chanan. It's not lach balach. Lach balach is only if nothing's absorbed in anything else. Fascinating, nafkamina, between our discussions from earlier, Rabosai. Very nice. Baruch Hashem. Now, sifkotin ayin ches. Ayin ches. It was liquefied. Yeshikasa, this is Rabbi Ki Vega, I believe. Semak Tzedek, excuse me. Shechaz al dino lalach balach. Blar minan bay, Kanan, the Mabbets of Godel. I will have a possum kasu. Who's that? Chavas Das, Prima Godel, and others. Ki Vega, he quotes us a look. Others say, no, no. Mishanasik and Avela and the Niteras are the Michuya, Ubina Shishik and Kula, Venirila Hach, Makidivreyem, Gavalt. Oh, you Gavalt. Let's look at Rabbi Ki Vega, when I asked you to see. On the Shach Yudalit, I asked you to see that Rabbi Ki Vega. What's the Shach Yudalit saying? Kloma, Kshenis Arab, Isalach Behati Yavesh. Aminan Chanan, Itam Chashivus, Ki Achatichas Yisra Nikar Muvdalu Nasas Nevela, Lok Shenis Arab Yisra Lach Be'et Alach, as Yayin and Yayin. Well, let's be small about this a little earlier. Says Ki Vege, the quote of the Mordechai Tartzaz, Tizeh Afim Nisrasik Achaticha V'dimocha, Yisra came into a Chaticha of Heter, Nay Yisra Chanan, Nay you liquefy it. Mikom makom so shishim neged kula. Dik for nasa nevela b'shas ha'bliya. Da'a choshuv. But the Rajva says the reason is Chaticha Kemshe Nisha Bisura, it would be a contradiction to leave it Asadika Chaticha, but not count 60 times its value. That's a contradiction. Astira Mine Obey. That we cannot do. Because of Biki Beger, Mashenge is Balak Takol Nivlal, to the Sav Levatel, Fizeh Bechaticha Shenimocha, Gam Kedina Kalach, came in the hashtag Kol Nivlal. So Meredek and Afkamina, between the two reasons we gave before, in the case where it started up as a solid and was liquefied. That's a tremendous machlokes. Ah, I don't know who's right. I don't know. Who might have decided who's right? I don't know. It's hard to know. I can't tell you.
What the two reasons were?
Yeah. If the reason is that you only say Hanan when liquid falls into solid, because it's a davar choshuv. When if liquid falls into liquid, it's not considered to be choshuv. Not considered to be choshuv. Oh. Not considered to be choshuv. Again, let's see it again. Ayin ches. Some say it's like lach malach, and others say no. Nas and nevela, you need shishim connected kula, the nirakachma ked ram. Now the Rabbi Kivega said, Rabbi Kivega inside says, if it's chashivas, then there is chashivas over here for nas and nevela, because originally the liquid fell into a solid black, which is considered to be chashiv. Who cares the liquid fell later? It's irrelevant. According to the Rashi's reason, that the reason we say Hanan, because since the original block remains usher, would be contradictory to the original block remains usher, but only 60 times its full volume. If that's the case, once it's all liquefied, there is no longer any chaticha which remains usher. So even though it's liquefied subsequently, it will still be mutter. That's just review to what Rabbi Kivega says. There you look at it again, you'll see Rabbi Kivega makes absolutely perfect sense. Perfect sense. Now, take a look in the Bari HaShulchan, Ayin Vav. What happens? You cook nevela in water. There's no shishim. And you add more water. Then you only need 60 times the original chaticha, because the first mayim was nasa nevela. What do you mean? It's not lach palach, it's gush palach. No, it doesn't matter. The avsha yisra atzma hu dava gush, mashen nifla, be meru l'toch ha-mayim, hu lach. It's lach palach, you don't say chanan, efsiz goro. That sounds, makes perfect sense to me. To me makes perfect sense. Who says so? The Prima Godim says so, in Simen Sadi Tess. B'chein, ha-mavashal dvar yisra b'kadeira, v'chakach bishal v'osa kadeira. Is a mashke, ubala a mashke be played as a yisur shebedof nekadeir. Havli nami teru v'shalach bolach. We make a makam hefsed gadol. It's called from the shach kuf gimel with gan chav. Again, it makes perfect sense to me. That's what I would have said. But hold on a second. Look at kuf nun vav. Kuf nun vav on the bottom. Kuf nun vav is our discussion. Rabbi Kivega's discussion. He says, why? As he said earlier, why? Otherwise, once there's no longer a block we have to deal with, so what happened? You cooked a block of trefa meat in a pot. So what's the problem with the pot? What's the problem? Look again, one more time. We said a kadeira is not aser. Why? Because the plate is considered to be lach balach, right? So it's going to be all lach balach, and there'll never be a problem in the first place. So what pot is ever treif? What comes into it is only lach. It's only lach. That's what he's swung from the the shach? Must be no. Once you say chaticha nasa nevela, it doesn't become mutter, even if you liquefy it subsequently. What's pshat? V'yesh litkos. Of course, from a five kohen shlita, relying on you and me to figure out what he meant. Yesh litkos. I don't know why. You know what he meant? Who knows what he meant? Yesh litkos. What do you mean? So I had the following suggestion. I should call him up again, find out what he meant. Maybe it is as follows. When it dissolves, there is no longer any chaticha in the world. Doesn't exist in the world. So therefore, we can say like the Rashba, there's no steer anymore, and we can be making. But if there was a chaticha, it was pulled out of the pot. You're not making if it's pulled out of the pot. Pulled out of the pot. So, okay. Fine. Then what will happen in the case in which you had a pot and you removed the chaticha? Well, maybe it's a different issue. It's hard to know. I'm not sure what the Egyptos means. I was leaving it to you to try to figure out what he had in mind. Let's just finish up a few more things. Sifkot and pay. Avlobos of Bechalov, Tabba Pesh Kufay and Gimel. Because of a primogodin, the boss of a cholov, aflach balach, hanan, humin a Torah, should save their bishul. If it's hot milk and hot meat soup, lechem benishvach hakadeir v'yadu and yohay b'shishim keneged kol atarov v'sarishin, sveiko osu kedit sveiko daraisa, lechumra. Wow. Take a look at Pei Aleph, boss of a cholov. I feel the boss of a cholov, the rabbonim, why? Why? Prima Godim says so, but the question of course becomes, why? Take a look at Kuf Pei Beis in the bottom. Kuf. Excuse me. Kuf. 1 minute. Let's go further. So if cut and pay base. We did pay base, did we not? Also, let's go slow. Let's see pay base. We saw pay aleph. Let's see pay base. Kosul chavazdas, who are din beheta shenesa mikov basa b'cholof. We spoke about this yesterday. You had basa b'cholof, and then you cook it in water. You need shishim and then call it tarovus. Even have some gadol. Why? Ki amashka hu nasa nevela. Kol abo mi basa b'cholav, ki basa b'cholav daninale. Techanan b'chol gavni. It's on with the Rabbana. Make him a nishba. This reminds us of what we spoke about yesterday in Simen Sari Dal, which we'll get to one of these days or months or weeks. I don't know. We're not exactly sure. It might depend on that machovus and Sari Dal. When you apply Chanan according to Ben Ephraim, it comes from a pre-existing chaticha of Basa B'cholof. That's the machlokes of Shach and the Beis Yosef. Now let's wrap up. Take a look on the Shach Sifkot Tezayin. Tezayin. Take a look. Oh, the Ramah says Yavesh B'Yavesh Lo Aminem B'Shem Iser. Chaticha nasas nevela says the shach tezayin klomar ben basa b'cholov ben mishari surim the olam kol shenitosa v'chakach heter havekinesal ken chatchil kuf tes sefalef. We know what it says over there. We know what it says. Let's go further. Look in sadi tes hey. Okay. Do you say chanan b'molicha? Quotes the Ramah Taras Chatas. After the higina and the shah komalicha b'shishin, the komakom came and the harbe poskim sovim. The komalicha ena oseras vakadek kalipa yesh lahatir letzorachev sed gadol ola oni b'davachoshuv v'lomad lo nasa nevela. We don't say chanan b'malicha, right? But see if that sheet that you don't say chanan b'shari surim and basim. We should say chanan. Take a look in the body of shulchan. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Can't read the whole thing. A little too long. He says as follows. What's the pshat over here? Some say Malicha Ibn Yisra Shamein only asks his Kadei Klippa. And you know, sometimes you're machmer. Say, you know, ain't that a Bekir? A whole svar over here to be Megil. If you look in the Tziyunim Kuf Ayin Hey, Tziyunim Kuf Ayin Hey, what's he saying over here? He says as follows. Samchinan artei azud lo noma chanan kevin de balabo chayav epostim sovin de lo mina chanan b'shari surim umut rabos v'ashen ikol sheh shish b'shei chatichus yachal k'negad hachel hachol of atzmo. He wants to be makel, must be a chel of atzmo, because it's talking about surim. So you're makel but sir if a combination of the shita that you don't say by malicha, you don't say by shari surim, you're right to be makel. Bottom line, Basa Bechol, last line of the page. Yesh tahakru lo machanan afa derech malicha. Why? Kufay beis. Kenji Basa Bechol v'chulei alma yesh tin chanan. There's no tzir for a bein of Ephraim. Kufay beis in the bottom. Either Ron holds, you don't say chanan by malicha, Basa Bechol. Lo samchinan alei v'kach v'fi deyazu. You're not going to rely on that Ron. We don't want to rely on the Ron himself against the Chachma Sodom. Look at the last line. V'im begon, the Chachma Sodom is Megil. Kuf Pei Gimel, Somech al Aran Aniska, the Somech, the Law, Kol, the Law, the official, and Emma Bochanan. And we know that's a degree. If you remember, remember our Megillah Sefer? Ooh, I forgot his name already. We'll come back to him when we get to Sif Hei, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll come back big time. But we almost forgot his name. Huh? So he said, you don't rely on this Ran. He brings Rias. I got to look at all the Rias. That's what this depends upon. That this depends upon. And finally, just two more points. Take a look in the Biurim Yavish B'Yavish. He quotes Hefsed Meruba B'Malicha, top of page Kufayin Hey. You don't say Chanan. There's a B'Kivei Eger. Let's take a look at the original. Take a look at the original. Where's the B'Kivei Eger? V'Yimbishtu Achakach. Chaticha zuim shar chatichas yesh lomar the ata habalua shebesofo nisbashel v'nasas nevela kavalt. Let's review it again in the Beurim top of page Kufayin Hey. Quotes the same thing verbatim. Now look at Prima Gon. What does he mean? Ha de mekili kiit mekili b'malicha hayna mishum de samchin l'adas rav yo who holds malicha seres rakade klipa. But see if that's a ran, you don't say chanan, except to mitbasa b'cholov. The raisa, the rechbishul. It's a combination of shittas. So now that you cooked it, you lost the svar of the ran, we go back to chanan. That's what Prima Gaon says. Wow. That's what it says. Fine. The problem is, you have the Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Why don't you learn Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita? He's a good person to rely upon. What happened to Rabbeinu Ephraim? He disappeared. Kawar Rabbeinu Ephraim, but Siruf, that the Shita at Belicha only could Klipa. Yeah, that's the Kasha. What is the answer? Let's take a look slowly. Prima Gaon quotes the Torah's Kaddas of the Ramah. Hatam the Mekilin Bazeh. This one called Das Rav Yohanal, but see if Das Apostle don't say Chanan Bashari Surim. Not the Ran, but rather Rabbeinu Ephraim. Lefizeh Afshin is Bashla Chakak, where the Ran still doesn't apply, we should still be Mekil. Gvalt. Okay, that's what he should have said. After the brackets, well, no. Because the Kdei Kalipa. Nesu mena malicha, suav alei shar chaticha b'dinis davuk, lo se kadei klipa b'shas ha-bishul, v'nesu kol ha-chaticha nasim velem, yeah, either Shach says, you don't see it's a davuk, but the Maram Lublin argues with the Shach, as we saw a few minutes ago, and that's what he wants to end up being machmir with the Maram Lublin, as he said it before. Finally, do you say a kli is nasim velem? What's the Ramo say? Kli shanesa meblias iser lo amrinin be chaticha nasa nevela lo binin shishim makneged al iser ashabala. You don't say the whole pot is nasa nevela. Okay? Says the pre-Bialah for Pezayin, very important to understand. We're going to end with this. This is our last source. Yehu l'shnei diyunin. Aleph. Yem ha-heter shenivla mikvar b'kli nasa nevela kishenesar ha-kli ayde blias iser. V'niboy shishim v'tam shoshim v'vashubo achakach v'negan heter ha-rishim. What happened? I cooked potatoes. I know the volume of the potatoes. I cooked X volume of potatoes in a pot, kosher potatoes. Then I cooked something which is treif. Now I know how much I had of each. Must have 60 times the potatoes, which came in innocent, or not. That's deal number one. Deal number one. Second, in gufa kli atzmo yechoshem ki nevela. Not only the potatoes, the metal should be nevela. Even a new kli doesn't make a difference. Require the sheer dolphin and kli atzmo. There are two separate questions here. Is the potatoes which were absorbed in the pot nevela, or is the whole pot, the metal nevela? Says the Gra that the Ramah is going on a diyun hasheni now. Ulemema shakli atzmo is not nasa nevela, but the potatoes is nasa nevela. That's what the Gra says, Psha. But there were those who say no. You don't say Hanan, even in the potatoes that are belua in the pot. It's called in Siman Tzadik Chesif Hey, the Mechaber. So therefore, we have those who say, for sure, you can be making on the potatoes, etc. Fine. Meidach Yisa, Yesh Gam, the other way around, this is the Ramon in Tzadik Chesif Hey, the Bekli Cheres, Guf HaKedera Atzma Nasis Tekin Avela, Kaven she'en lo takona b'hagola, v'yem shal ha'afir b'imena iser, and tzadikhes is bar b'din emelu. This is a major dispute. There are three shittas. The Ramah says, you don't say chanan in the pot. What does he mean? It can either mean, you don't say chanan in the pot itself, the metal, or it can mean even the potatoes, and some of them are even the potatoes. But there are those who say that, although the pot, a metal pot, for sure we don't say chanan. Some say when it comes to a earthenware pot, we do say chanan. All these shittas are found over here in the Bali HaShulchan, Sivkot and Pei Zayin. That's why it's such a critical Bali HaShulchan. Take a look at the Vilna Gaon, Chafei, Kli B'chule, but to Loma, Shu Tzarech Shishim Neged HaKli Atzma, Shei Choshev HaKadera Atzma Kilo Hi Asura, Hayne B'chadosha, Tzadich Hesef Hei. Okay. Kedera Shibasa Batruma Nos and Tan. Amad B'yishana, we say about the Balur, we do say Chanan. And it says over there in Simen Tzadich Hesef Hei, Uve Simen Zesef Hei. We have both sides. Tomorrow's Shia is going to be based upon this with the whole Sugin Zvachim and the whole Mordechai, which we'll put on the Meravah Kos for tomorrow. Can there be Chadich Hanas and Nevela in this, what's Balur in a Kli? What's Balur in a Kli? That's a whole discussion. A whole discussion. When it comes to Kli Cheres, it's even worse. It's even worse. That's the question. Take a look for a moment in the Tzadich Hesef Hei, just for 1 minute, and then we'll stop. Tzadich Hesef Hei. In Yudua, Kama Mehu Yisu Kagon Kaf Kadosha, O She'ena Bas Yoma, Shanirba Ubola Kazayis Chalev, Bachakach Nirba Kadeva Shabosar, Ain Sarach El Shishim Levatel Hakazayis Shabola, Ramah, Florminan Gabe Kli, Chatiha Nasat Nevela, Afilm Nirbo Yisu. Wow. Avokaf Yishana. Ubasyoma Mishan Bekula, the Komasha Bola Nasa Isr, the Dinah Kama Bola, Viesh Misha Omer, Shagam Bezu and Tzorach Alashishim and Devat Akazai Shabola, Usvar Rishona Iker, as explained by Tipa Scholov, Shanafa Al Hakadeiro. What does that mean? Sadi Beis, Sif Hei, look there, or the coming attractions, Rabbi Osai. Let's hold off till tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll give you a little bit of chizuk for 2 minutes remaining. Rabbi Osai, you're all quarantined or semi-quarantined. You're all in isolation. You have to bring yourselves together with through Torah. In our shul, I'm doing something which for me would sound completely radical and out of character. We're Zooming mincha. Can you imagine me? We Zoom mincha every day. I say a shir at 6:30 for the Balabatan, Hilchos Pesach. 10 to 7, we daven. I start Ashrei. I say Ashrei out loud. I go off screen and I daven Shmoneh Esrei. Back on screen for Avinu Malkeinu. We do the Avinu Malkeinu the same as we do it in the Aseres Yemetshuva. You know, go to the point and we say 9 things responsibly. We finish Avinu Malkeinu. Off screen for Tachnun. On screen for Aleinu. And 3 Prakim of Tillim. When I started yesterday, something new. Because one of the questions I asked, what if you're a Bechor? I both say, whoever's a Bechor should raise his hand. I know at least what? 3? Wow. A lot of, most people are Bechorim. What do you do on Erev Pesach? I was asked. So I said, you know, there are Mekilim, you can Zoom it, telephone.
Make a Siyum.
Oh, I said, make a Siyum. So I said, those who learned Brachos Daf Yomi, and they didn't finish yet, such as myself, I left the last half an Amud. So, Brachos. Those who never learned Brachos or finished Brachos, already made a party, said, learn Tumin. So the guy said, what's Tumin? Never heard of it.
In
the back of Bechoros, you'll see Tumin. It's 7.5 flat, the whole thing. We started last night. We learned the first Mishnah of Tumin together. At the rate we're going, I don't know, Erev Pesach, I don't know what's going to be. We learn every night, 15 minutes or so of a Sechas Tumit for 3 weeks. Remember, 3 weeks from today is Erev Pesach. We learn for 3 weeks, even a novice can finish Masechta Tumit. That's when we started. Rabbi said, connectivity is the Iker. Give you all the bracha. You should be healthy, stay healthy. Everyone in your family should stay healthy. All clients should stay healthy. Amen v'amen. Bye-bye. I'm going to try to disconnect.
Rabbi. In terms of this davening mincha over Zoom, does Rebbe anticipate there being problems of people thinking that this is a fair replacement for davening, just like they did for Megillah reading? I heard people in our community discussing Kaddish and things like that even.
Let me answer. Okay. I will answer. Let me just go closer to the machine and I'll answer you. That's too far away. When it came to the psak of the Megillah on the phone, so Rav Shech the Shlita said, there's absolutely no other alternative. You should rely on that because if it won't help, it won't hurt. But what happened was what I afraid was going to happen. People who could have easily done it otherwise. I know a rabbi called me to a case. There was a Megillah in the house, kosher Megillah, and someone knew how to lane. No, we're going to go on Zoom. That's terrible. So I would have said better, just find a way to get someone to read you the Megillah. If you can't, you're putter. I was afraid it would lead to a zilzul. That's different in this case. Rabbosai, when this crisis ends, I cannot imagine that someone's going to think, I'm going to stay home and fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur and Zoom. You know why? Because no one will put the Zoom on in shul. We'll turn it off. Ha ha. That we can control. You know? But I'm afraid that I take that back. Maybe you can't control it either. Guys that walk up the shul with a Zoom and Zoom against the rabbi's wishes. But kids, it's not exactly the same thing. Here, it's just different. More than that. On Purim, in many communities, you were still able to go out. Shuls were still open. To my knowledge, every single shul is open on Purim. Am I correct?
There was a few New Rochelle and other.
Maybe New Rochelle was different. That's correct. Yeah, you're right. New Rochelle was closed. Correct. I take it back. But except for New Rochelle, to my knowledge, every shul in the world was open. To my knowledge. So then it was only a few people who were quarantined. So I don't want to turn the whole world around for a few people who then quarantined. But now everyone's quarantined, in effect. Schools are all closed. It's a different calculus. But thank you for your good comment. Tell me, how do I end this?
Bottom right. It says end meeting. Wait.
Yeah, would press. It like tomorrow for us to put...
Whoa. When do you want Shia tomorrow? A Thursday schedule, 10:45? That you prefer? Or you want 1:00? Whatever you want.
Thursday, I think, would be Thursday schedule, if that's possible.
Thursday schedule. Good. Then I bet I'm at the Mara Makomas this afternoon. It's going to be a Gemara Zvachim and a Mordechai in Chulin, I think, Tafrei Shayan Tes. And then we're going to start Sifhei. Hey, Vav, in the beginning of Zion is really one unit. I repeat again. Hey, Vav, the beginning of Zion is one unit. We're not going to finish it tomorrow. That's guaranteed. Eventually, we're going to Sunday. I wanted to finish Sadi Beis before Rosh Chodesh. I wanted to learn about Pesach, but at the rate we're going, I don't know. But I give you my word, we'll get to Hilchos Pesach. Exactly when, I'm not exactly sure. So how do I go out of here? What do I press?
Rebbe? Bottom right, it says end meeting.
Rebbe?
Yes.
There's a screen share feature on Zoom. Would Rebbe like us to use it tomorrow to share the Megillah Sefer?
Or the Megillah Sefer I want tomorrow. I think Moshe...
Historically, we've used blisters because of many of those concerns.
Oh, great. Very good. That'll make it a safer. Terrific.
It's a tough one. I mean, if we could move to a bottle versus a blister in some way, but...
I have trouble reading it, but that's very good. That is the source for tomorrow's Shia. I mean, aside from the Gemaras and the Mordechais, we go back to the Megillah Sefer. He says it's very, very clear. And Mitzvah Shem, that'll be tomorrow's Shia. You all have it in front of you. It'll be great. Now, if you have it in front of you, you can't see me. I don't know if you can do both at the same time.
You can do both.
A split screen, like in the National Football League. It's be a split screen. They show the quarterback and they show the receiver. I'm talking about 30 years ago. I haven't watched football much since then. So how do I stop this thing? So tomorrow, 10:45.
Yeah. Bottom, wait. Did Rebbe stop the recording or no?
Stop recording. Yeah.
Nate, you'll do it?
Yeah.